providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got Josh Phillip on the line with me right now. No, I have to tell you, the chaos theory that's going on right now in politics in the United States, which is the subject of my first discussion with Josh, is really interesting. Every single day we have something going on that is making the United States, specifically Donald Trump, because he's in charge of the United States, making him look bad. I mean, we started out with this. I can't go into each example, but let me just show you what I have found is the progression of what's going on. Even before Trump took office in January of 17, the Democrats were already talking about impeachment. Now, they couldn't get him in the free election, but they are trying to turn that around by making him the most popular, unpopular individual in the universe. We started out with impeachment law because of the Foreign Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. Then the next thing was impeachment because of their allegations that he is a white supremacist. And then we went into the alleged collusion of Trump with Russia during the 2016 election. And then, of course, we went into the investigation of him obstructing justice. Now, today we have another interesting thing going on. It actually started yesterday, and it really isn't directed necessarily against Trump, although it's more very effectively directed against Trump ever getting reelected. And that is AOC's Alexa Ocasio-Cortez's comments that the border situation with the illegal immigrants is, she likens it to a concentration camp, saying perhaps the most dramatic thing that I've ever heard, that detainees in this area where we are perfectly within our right to detain them because of the rule of law, if they want to drink water, they're forced to drink it out of a toilet. Now, these allegations have all been refuted, denied, etc., by the people on the border. The woman who is in charge of the personnel who are basically holding these people just was livid, saying this is totally, totally untrue. And John Kennedy from Louisiana said, you know, Ocasio-Cortez knows better than to say something like that. I don't know. It's amazing to me what's going on. Mr. Phillip, you got the mic. What do you think about all of this? Do you see it as being a long-range plan to truly demolish the Republicans and Donald Trump?
I think it's an attempt to, and I'll tell you why. President Donald Trump, when he was running for office, said one of the most dangerous things any person could ever say, which was he said he wanted to drain the swamp. And when he said that, what that means is that every single corrupt individual in our government, every single agency that was weaponized illegally, right, under the Obama administration, which we saw, for example, how they went after the Tea Party, every single bit of corruption that exists, every office that has been corrupted, every individual who has been part of that system, Trump told them he's going to put them in prison, is what he did when he said that. And basically, if you tell people you're going to throw them in prison, and the only way they can avoid that is by preventing you from getting in a position where you can do that, they are going to fight for their lives, and they're going to do everything they can to stop you. And that was the message Trump sent to them before he took office. That was one of the messages he campaigned on. And so I think what you're seeing is a desperate campaign, step by step by step, to try to, you know, one, impeach Trump, prevent him from getting into office. Let's go back through some of the stages of this, right? They staged the whole fake Trump-Russia collusion scandal, whether you believe the whole narrative around whether he obstructed justice. I'll say that's, you know, nonsense. You can't obstruct a case if there was no crime, and it turned out there was no evidence that ever used to launch that. It's just a false narrative. Not only was it launched using no evidence, but it's coming out now that there's the whole Spygate scandal, which they're still calling a conspiracy theory, despite, I'd say, undeniable and very large amounts of evidence, publicly verifiable evidence. that the Obama administration used very unethical means to spy on Trump, to frame this whole thing, using opposition research from the paid for by the DNC and the Clinton campaign, hiring a foreign national, British citizen, Christopher Steele, who's a former spy, who by his own admission collected the data from people in Russia. In other words, disinformation from Russia, by his admission, collected from individuals still active in the Kremlin, used to disrupt an election and used to launch a fake investigation into a presidential candidate, then into a sitting president, and even used in different ways to impact the midterm elections. Everything they're accusing Trump of, they've done. Every single thing every major scandal they've manufactured, it all gets proven false. But what they're doing is a classic, well, two things. One is disinformation. And what is disinformation? You alter the footnotes of an issue. You change the footnotes to alter the conclusion. And so they can create 1,000 lies and point to the 1,000 lies and draw a false narrative on it. And if you try to discredit that false narrative, they'll say, what about this? And they'll point to one of their half-truths and not give you a platform to explain how it's a lie. You see? And the effect of this, well, there's two things. One is I would call it a chaos operation. It is the daily, nonstop barrage of scandal after scandal. Every single tweet Trump sends is the most offensive thing they've ever seen. Every single issue he does is a doomed failure. And when it proves successful, they try to give it, like Obama, you remember when he said to Trump, you want to have 3% GDP growth, what magic wand do you have? Not an exact quote, but something along those lines. Trump exceeds 3% GDP growth, and then the media gives Obama the credit for it after Obama publicly declared that doing so would be impossible, right?
Mm-hmm.
They tried saying Trump was going to start a war with North Korea, and look, he's holding, shaking hands with Kim Jong-un, and becomes the first president to walk across the DMZ and pass into Korea. But despite and where is ISIS? You could argue they're still somewhat around, but Trump using, working with our military, working with guys on the ground who actually see what's taking place, just about wiped them out of the news. You could argue that they still have a small cell, but in terms of, owning a state, that whole threat, which many people said was unsolvable, Trump solved it by working with U.S. partners. I mean, I could go on and on. The media does not give him credit for this. Instead, every single time he moves to do something, they make it into a scandal. And so people are constantly barraged with this illusion that the Trump presidency is weighed down by scandal after scandal after scandal and crisis after crisis after crisis, and made to look like nothing he does succeeds because they don't give him credit for the things that they say won't succeed when it turns out they do succeed, which has been many, many times now. Right? And so people, and then they don't tell people when the narratives get proven false. And so people, they're using this Pavlov dog tactic to brainwash people. People are developing emotional memory. And the way this works is, basically, of course, Pavlov, this Soviet scientist, did this experiment where he takes dogs and he rings mm-hmm. a bell and, the dog gives him food and the dog salivates. He eventually takes away the food, rings the bell, and the dog still salivates. Well, that's the exact method they're using on, the Democrat base. They are agitating them emotionally every single day so that the image, right, the food, right, is Trump. And the emotional reaction is outrage.
They truly are. Josh, we've got to take a real quick commercial break here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be back in 30 seconds. I'm going to continue this discussion with Joshua Philip, and we're going to give you a concrete example. Stick around. 30 seconds.